Hello, wow. Welcome to Women Unleash Your Potential Summit. My name is Placida Acheru, founder of Unleash Women's Network, and I'm your host for this summit. I'm so delighted to bring you 21 expert mentors, women who are impacting the business world. And they are here to share with you secrets of how they have unleashed their potential and stepped into success. This event has been put together as a way to inspire you, encourage you, educate you, enlighten you, so that you can launch out, be a better you, showcase your brilliance, market and close new businesses. Woman, I tell you, it is time for you to unleash your potential. Now, before we get started, a few things that you must do is make sure you're in a quiet place and you're comfortable. You've got a glass of water, something to drink. Turn off every distraction. Get out of your emails, Facebook chats, and just get focused. We've got a wonderful woman today. Her name is Carrie Murphy, and I'm just going to do a quick introduction of Carrie. She's just an amazing woman, and Carrie is a soul success coach, international speaker, empowerment mentor, coaching tens of thousands worldwide, and Carrie's mission is to inspire the innate brilliance within us all, and that's what this whole event is about, to bring out the best of us. And she is an award-winning author with 5 books, including Create Change Now. And she's done so much. She's got her own radio show that's got thousands of people listening in. It's called Straight Talk for the Soul, and it's featured every Wednesday. She interviews worldwide great minds and transformational leaders of our time. Carrie's audience, you know, goes far above 500,000 people listening into her show. She's just an amazing woman. And today she's going to be telling us how we can lead with soul. Before she starts, I'm going to say, Carrie, can you tell us, welcome, and can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, hi. Thank you for that great introduction. I love your enthusiasm. It's an exciting day, day one of this huge event. I'm so excited to help you open the doors and start this whole event. So thank you, first of all. And a little bit about myself. Is that what you asked?
Yes, a bit about yourself. How did you get started? How did you become this woman who is reaching out to thousands of people worldwide? You've got 500,000 plus listeners on your radio show. Let's hear about you.
You know what? I'm having fun, and I think that's such a big part of it. I mean, I think the more fun I have, the greater success I have experienced. But a little bit about me, I started off in counseling psychology many years ago, and had a near-death experience in 1997 that really expanded everything for me. And it really took me away from the traditional everything, really, into more progressive ways of living and being and creating success. And can you hear me all right? I feel an echo a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear like a cracking sound. You know, I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, hopefully it will go away and everyone
yes.
can hear me all right. The main thing that I will say is as everything has expanded for me, it's because I just enjoy life. I embrace every single moment since my near-death experience, and that's been over 15 years ago. I've learned how to embrace every single moment. I've learned how to let go of the past, focus on what I am capable of doing in this moment. I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about yesterday. And I love empowering and inspiring others to do the same. And it really is about leading with your soul, which, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means it feels good. You know, when you're leading with your soul is singing. It's happy. It's joyful. You know, when you're doing that, everything unfolds beautifully from that space. And it's the most exciting, rewarding thing to watch audiences and clients and people begin to do that for themselves. Because one thing I'm often asked is, do I have to have a near death experience like you did to experience, you know, the wealth and the success and the happiness and the joy? And I say, no, no, no. It's something that is available to everybody. And I love seeing people claim it. It is something you have to claim for yourself. It's not going to just fall into your lap. You have to claim it. And that means, you know, open yourself up to your brilliance. You know, I love that you say showcase your brilliance, because one of my favorite sayings is celebrate your unique brilliance. You are unique. You are uniquely brilliant. And as soon as you claim that and start to share that with the world, you know, the wealth and everything else that you deserve will start to flow back into your life.
Fantastic. Wow. Now, you are coined the Soul Success Coach. What exactly is Soul Success?
Well, it is leading with your soul. Well, I think the main premise of what I teach is really generating success from the inside out instead of the outside in. So what does that mean? That means instead of waiting for things to happen, waiting for opportunities to appear in your life, what you're doing is you generate the momentum yourself. You create the feelings and the emotions and the excitement and the enthusiasm and the exhilaration from within. And then the external world starts to mold and bend and shape to match that. Because what I found in traditional counseling psychology and doing success coaching in a very traditional way, it was more about the outside-in kind of approach. And so what I learned is most effective is when people start to recognize their unique vibration, their signal that they're putting out into the world, that is what people are responding to. And that is what is determining their, quote, success or lack of it. So once they realize that they have complete control over that signal, they can shift it, change it, so that everything in the outside world will begin to reflect the changes that they've made inside. And the beautiful thing is you're not relying on anybody outside of you, any experience outside of you to determine your reality. You're the one generating it from within yourself. And that's what's so exciting, where you don't have to depend on anybody but yourself to allow for the success that you deserve.
Wow. Wow. you say we hold the potential for healing ourselves and that we can become our very own quantum healer. You know, can you touch more about how we can be our own, you know, healer?
Yeah, well, when I say that, healing is really just remembering who we are. What I see is most often when we are in a state of disharmony or disease, or which is really a lack of ease in our energy field, all it is just a disconnection from who we really are. Because our true selves are eternal, they're whole, they're complete, they're beautiful. You know, we don't need to be fixed, we're not broken, it's not like that. It's really just about letting go and shedding all of the false beliefs about ourselves, all of the incorrect assumptions that we have about life and what's possible for us. So it's really a matter of releasing all of that so that who we really are can shine through and shine forth. So it's not the way I see healing is a little bit different than, you know, than your doctors might share with you. It's more about unveiling the real you by releasing all of the limiting beliefs and all of the, a lot of times we carry these stories with us, you know, people walk around and they talk about the same old stories. You know, they carry these stories with them year after year after year, and then they wonder why they're stuck or why they're not experiencing something different. So you have to start becoming aware of what it is that you are creating, and we create through our thoughts, through our emotions, through our expectations and our beliefs. So once we become aware of what those predominant thoughts and emotions and beliefs and expectations are, we can determine if they're serving us, if they're helping us in our in generating success or not. Because if they're not, it's not a matter of diminishing our dreams, it's a matter of expanding our beliefs to match the dreams. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Because it does make sense. Yeah, it does make sense. You know, but you see, I don't know if it's easier said than done, you know, because
right.
you find a lot of people do carry baggages and weights from
yes.
the past into the future, and it's stopping them. But,
right.
You know, you're
yeah,
saying
I feel like,
let it go. How
well,
do you let it go? That's the
yeah.
thing.
It's a little bit every day. It's not an immediate life transformation overnight. What it is generating greater awareness every day. You know, if you can tell yourself that every day gets a little bit better, and how does that happen? Well, because you're going to make it better. You're going to become aware of what you're talking about. You're going to become aware of, you know, just the limiting cycles that you may be stuck in. And it's not about bashing yourself or feeling guilty about where you're at. It's about just becoming aware of what it is and saying, you know what, I'm going to try to tell a different story today. I'm not going to keep talking about what's missing in my life, or I'm not going to keep talking about, you know, all the terrible things that have happened to me. I'm going to start focusing on what it would really feel like to have the abundance that I deserve, or what it would really feel like to experience the love I deserve. You know, let's just take real quick here. I want to activate everybody's imagination, because that's such a powerful tool that people don't really embrace as often as they can. So let's go on a little bit of a imagination trip together, okay? So
okay.
I want you to imagine, everybody listening, imagine what it would feel like to experience overflowing, limitless wealth and abundance. Just what would that feel like to you? What would it feel like to be completely debt-free and worry-free about money? What does that feel like? What would it feel like to have just inner peace in your life? And more energy. What would it feel like to have vitality and enthusiasm and joy as you're in the stream of receiving millions if you want to? You know, what does that feel like? Because what I like to get people to do is kind of shift their attention away from what's not working or what hasn't worked or what happened yesterday into feeling what it would feel like to have everything they want. Because that is the kickstart. That's the catalyst. That's how you begin to open the door for something new. Our emotions, because we are energetic beings, and I'm sure everybody's heard that, but what that means is it is our emotions that drive us. It is our emotions that determine what's going to happen next. As you start to feel abundant, as you start to feel what it would feel like to have everything you desire, you activate a new reality for yourself. And what that means is, you know, anytime we're feeling something, we can be certain that that's an indicator of what's coming next. So if we're not feeling so great about ourselves, or there's a bunch of self-doubt, or we're feeling limited in some way, that is our indicator that we're creating more of the same. We're not going to be really be open to new opportunities or anything like that. So the idea is, more and more often, try to shift your attention into feeling and imagining being wealthy, being abundant, being successful, because just that shift in your frequency, your energy, your vibration, that signal that you're putting out, you will draw in and attract new people, new opportunities that weren't there before because your vibration didn't allow for it.
Interesting. Yeah, so whatever you're feeling is what is coming. It's about to come. So basically, you're feeling something, and because you're feeling it, you're attracting that feeling to become
you're
like a more permanent thing. Yeah.
Right. People and opportunities, or a lack of opportunities, anything that matches that vibration, it's just sort of see your feelings as an indicator of what you're opening up to next, and
okay.
also what you may be closing yourself off from. You know, that's the real key. It's sort of like if you're not in a state of openness and receptivity, you can't possibly see new doors opening in front of you. You know, once you shift your attention into feeling better, it's like you see with new eyes, you hear with new ears, you feel with a new heart, and then guess what? Everything around you changes. You start seeing things that you didn't notice before. You start connecting with people that you never connected with before. So, but all of this goes back to soul success, which is really just generating that kind of positive momentum with your emotions and with your imagination, just generating it from within. And then just watch and see what happens around you, you know.
So this, what you've just told us now, does it, you know, you have something you say, you know, learn how to be a choice instead of being at effect. So is it similar to what you just said now?
Yeah, being at choice means, you know, every single moment offers us a brand new choice point. But a lot of people don't claim that as a choice point. You know, often we're living on autopilot and we're not recognizing all of these choices that we're making. And so instead of being at effect of the world around us or waiting for the world around us to determine our mood or determine how we feel each day, if we choose how we want to feel first, we choose the energy that we want to bring into our day. We choose how we want to interact with somebody. You know, when we set those intentions to choose something positive, to be, you know, I always say, we can choose to be a tone setter. And what I mean by that is we can choose the tone or the mood or the energy that we wish to bring to any interaction, you know, whether it's a call like this or whether it's a meeting with a client or whether it's going somewhere with your children or your partner. You can be the tone setter, and that means you choose the energy that you're going to bring to this, whether it's joy or gratitude or the intention to connect with someone. You choose to be the tone setter instead of waiting for that other person or that situation to set the tone for you. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. It does take a lot
practice.
Of practice. Let's say, yeah, practice. That's the word.
Yes.
Yes,
it does take practice, but if you make it fun and you make it and you start noticing the results, it does become fun because you realize how much power you have to create whatever life you want. And even if you just do it little by little every day and just practice setting the tone for your day, practice choosing more consciously, practice being aware of what you're creating, it becomes second nature after a while. But, you know, just commit to trying it out a little bit every day and seeing the results. And those results usually are pretty inspiring. And then you want to do it some more.
Yeah. So it's choosing how you want your day to be, choosing how you want, you know, every situation you're going to step into to be, with a client relationship, one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's just empowering, and then that example radiates out into everyone that you encounter, and they, you know, and people are drawn to you because you have chosen an uplifting vibration, an uplifting energy that people. So you become magnetic. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, if people tried it out, they would see what that feels like, and it's very empowering.
Yeah. You know, something happened yesterday. I was unusually excited. I was more excited than normal, really happy. And a friend of mine sent me a text and said, you have this lovely tone in your writing. You know, you've been doing a lot of posting on Facebook, and you're all loved up on, you know, I don't know. I was just feeling excited. And you know what happened? The mailing list, people just kept signing up. It was like there was a trumpet that was blown, and there was lots of people just signing up for the event.
Yeah.
You know, and that even got me more excited. So I guess it's, you know, what you're saying now, that's that happened to me yesterday. You know, my excitement showed up in my messages on Facebook and all the social media platforms, and people said signing up, and things began to happen. And all I was doing yesterday was like dancing, and I put on music, and I was dancing.
I know, but you see, and that made you feel great. And that excitement and that passion and that exhilaration is so contagious. People feel that, and they want to be a part of that. They want to get on board. So, and the beautiful thing is we can choose that every day if we want to. And even if it feels, I know some people may be feeling like that feels so far from where I'm feeling right now. You know, if you're kind of feeling like, you know, if for some reason you're in a little bit of a downward spiral or you're not feeling so great, and maybe feeling exhilaration or passion is seems too far reaching, how about just shifting away from whatever's making you feel bad? You know, shift away from that specific thing that's making you angry or upset or feeling unworthy or whatever, and just try to feel a little bit better. Try to focus on, broadening your perspective a little bit so you're not zero. What I find is people get very zeroed in on something that makes them feel bad, and they're just caught up. It's like a little whirlwind, right? And they're stuck in it. And so if someone like me were to say, hey, well, just celebrate your brilliance, or, you know, feel some exhilaration, they're going to go, shut up. Like, I can't, you know. So the thing is, you want to feel a little bit better, and you know, just start maybe see if appreciation can come in some way, but don't push it, because as you push it against anything, you get caught up in that whirlwind again. So just take your attention off being laser focused and specific on whatever may be making you feel unhappy or unmotivated, and just ease into feeling a little bit better. Ease into, you know, appreciation for maybe even something real simple. You know, start simple if you're in that place. You know, just appreciate whatever you can look around you, even if it's the chair you're sitting in, you know, the meal you ate earlier. Go very broad-based or general. If this talk of celebrating your brilliance and all of these things seems too far-reaching. I just wanted to throw that in there because I know some people, it's hard to connect with these high frequency topics and words because they're not feeling it. So my suggestion is go into it, ease into it gradually, you know, ease into it gradually and start to appreciate a little bit more every day. And as you start to shift your attention away from what's bothering you into what's possible or what there really is to appreciate, you open the door for experiencing that a little bit more every day.
We've got a few callers. I just want to say, if you want to ask Carrie any questions, just press *2 to raise your hand. So once you press *2, I'll know that you want to, you know, ask a question. Otherwise, if you're listening on the webcast, just put on the chat box there your questions, and I'll be able to chip that in, throw that in, you know, so that she can answer your questions. You can also put a message out on the Facebook fan page or the Facebook group. Yeah? So *2 if you want to raise your hand, if you have questions for Carrie as she's speaking. Yeah, we can touch on that, you know, while we're on the call. Okay, Carrie, continue.
What would you like to know? What would you like to talk about?
Keys for irresistibly magnetic presence, creating that magnetic presence, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, people want to have that attraction. And you are there. I could feel your soul is really, you're very, I don't know how to say it. Immediately I invited you, there was just something nice about you, you know, and I've seen it in my work with you throughout preparing for this event. I haven't had to push you to do anything. You've done everything really well. So tell us how we can be there.
Well, I think I'm usually in a state of allowing. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean like I allow I permit, you know, I have boundaries, but my point is there's a difference between allowing and resisting our experience. And what I have found is to be magnetic and to be attractive to opportunities and money and success and all of that, it's important to choose that state of allowance over resistance. And I'm going to explain that a little bit because it can be confusing. To be in a state of allowance means that we let other people be exactly who they are without it affecting us or how we feel. It also means that we allow things to just be. I have learned that anytime I'm feeling any kind of negative emotion or a challenge of some kind, if I am in a state of resisting it or trying to figure it out or trying to analyze it or trying to figure out what I did wrong or why they're not getting me or whatever, that state of resistance only amplifies the problem, right? So what I have learned and what I try to share with my clients and listeners and audiences is when you shift into a state of allowance, those challenges kind of flow through. They don't stay very long because you're not putting your attention on them and you're not amplifying them and you're not amplifying the differences between you and other people. You're not trying to control or change outside circumstances. I think when we get into that space, life is so much more harmonious. You know, there's so much more inner peace and stuff, because here's the thing. Anytime we give our attention to controlling something or someone, or battling against something or someone, or trying to prove that our point is right and theirs is wrong, or anytime we're trying to do anything like that, you know what we're doing is we're only keeping that chaos and that conflict alive in our experience. No one can keep that alive in our lives but us, based on our attention to it. So when we get out of our own way, we stop working against ourselves like that, and we just let it all go, we step in that state of allowance where magical things really start to happen because we're not resisting anything. It's sort of like if you can visualize yourself like being in the flow of abundance and prosperity and joy, like it's a stream, you're just flowing along. It feels so amazing. Well, as soon as, say, a little twig gets in your stream, if you just stomp your feet and you're like, what the heck is going on? Where did this stick come from? Why did it block my stream? You know, that you make something, you make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? You want to take your attention away from that. Let the little twig or the stick fall away, and you just stay in the stream. And as you do that, that is where the magic starts to happen. That's where things where you never thought were possible start to happen. And I speak from experience, because when I used to push through things in the old way that I was taught in college and in graduate school, like push, push, push against this and fight for this and do that, you know what? That doesn't work. And you know what? That never made me happy. And I think that can create sickness and disease when people are pushing and resisting against things. So one of the greatest keys to being magnetic and to experiencing greater harmony is just let things go and start living in that state and space of allowance instead of resistance. And just ask yourself in any given moment, right now in this moment, am I allowing my experience to just happen and flow, or am I resisting it in some way? And once you become aware, you can make a different choice if you need to.
Interesting. Am I allowing? Okay, so that's what we need to ask ourselves.
Am I allowing or resisting a person,
am I
an experience?
Or resisting?
Because if we are resisting something, we're keeping it alive and active in our lives and our frequency and our vibration. So we want to shift our focus. Shift your focus onto what's working, what's going well, what's happening that you like in your life. What do you like about this person that 2 seconds ago you were annoyed with? Focus your attention on what's working, on allowing for connection, allowing for grace, allowing for abundance, instead of resisting people, things, opportunities, because it's our energy that that determines everything. A lot of what I'm talking about, these are energetic principles. But what people don't realize is that's what this world is all about. And when you claim your power to shift your energy or your frequency, since we are energetic beings, everything outside of you must change to match the changes you're making inside.
Interesting. So now we're talking about flow. I want to bring us to abundance, because you are also an abundance expert. What does abundance mean to you?
Abundance to me is a feeling. It is not. It does not equate to money alone. That is one. Money is a byproduct of feeling abundant, but abundance to me is a feeling. It is a frequency. It's something that we tap into by feeling it. It's focusing on an abundance of all kinds of things. Again, money is not the only source of abundance, and so. What I always like to tell people is, with regard to abundance, you know, I don't want you to focus on where you are and what's lacking with regard to abundance. You know, start looking for places and spaces where abundance is already existing in your life, because as you give attention to what is working, and the blessings start to flow even more. One of my favorite things to say is, count your blessings and start to, you'll see them multiplying. Count your blessings and watch them multiply. Because as you give your attention and focus onto what's already abundant in your life, you open the door energetically to receive more of that. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, like, start to use your imagination. You know, when was a time when you felt freer about money? You know, when did you not worry about it? What did that feel like? Those are the feelings you want to activate within yourself, because as you do that and you start feeling that kind of liberation and freedom and all of that, you are naturally going to start feeling inspired to take action. So then your action is aligned with your soul. Your action is aligned with abundance. And you have more fun as you're taking action to generate money. Here's what I find happens with people, and they get really, really burned out in business. Women and men who are, you know, in business for themselves or in whatever format that they're in business, what burns them out is when they are taking constant action, but they're not having fun doing it. They're only doing it because they're doing a checklist, like, well, I'm supposed to do, you know, this today and this today, but they're so uninspired that what happens is the opposite of what they want. So what you want to do is you want to start feeling abundant. Start feeling that way. Because when you start feeling better, you naturally get ideas. You naturally get inspired. And then when those things happen, then you take action. You take inspired action. That's the kind of action that produces and generates huge success and lots of money. And I see it happening all the time with my clients. I've seen it happen in my life. And it may sound different from what people have learned, but this is what really works. And you stay healthy and happy and you have fun in the process. So what I find poverty is really about is it's a mentality. It's a vibration. And so, you know, as we get more aligned with feeling good and feeling abundant with where we are in the moment, we allow for even more of that to come into our lives. So we really just have to shift our focus away from any stories or conditions that aren't up to speed with our dreams or what we want to experience, and place our attention on elevating our emotional state, elevating our mood to reflect abundance, you know, on and focus on how it would feel to experience that now. And again, it's an energetic thing. One of the first things I do with clients is have them do an exercise where they act as if it's a year from now. Say I were to start working with someone today, so they would do this exercise as though it were a year from now. And what they do, what I have them do, is imagine, describe, feel what has gone on in their life in the past year. And how did it make them feel? And so they write it all down, all of the amazing things that happened in their relationship, in their health, in their business, in their career. They write it all out as though it's 1 year from today. And they feel those emotions, okay? And then what I have them do to take it a step further is, and I call it creating a life script, because you're scripting out your life. And then I have them record it. They write it, and then they record it in their own voice. And then what I have them do is listen to it every morning for at least 30 days. Listen to themselves talking about how amazing their life had been in the last year. And I'll tell you what, every one of my clients who has done that, it's pretty magical how things start lining up just as they described in that life script. It's pretty fun stuff. Yeah.
Interesting. So write 1 year from today, write it down, and
yes,
then focus
you
on
write
it.
It down. You write this, it's called a life script. You write it, you write this out as though it's 1 year from today. And you say things like, you use as much emotion and description as you can, like, oh my God, in the last year, I can't believe how blessed I was. Things have turned around dramatically in my life. My relationship with my partner is better than it ever has been. You know, go into real detail about what's happened in your relationship, whether you increase the one that you're in, the harmony and the happiness, or you create a new one. You talk about, you know, my business has just exploded. I never realized that I could be making 6 or 7 figures every year. And now, you know, I'm making 6 figures a year, and I can see how I can move into making 7 figures a year, and talk about your clients. All of this is using your imagination, right? This hasn't happened yet, but you're writing it as though it's already happened. And talk about how incredible your clients are and how much you just love and adore them and how they love and adore you and how it's so much, so joyful to work with, you know, all these new clients that come in your life. And you talk about how your health is, you're feeling more vibrant and healthy than you ever have. And you just get real descriptive. And it's really, really powerful, the results from doing an exercise like that. I've seen it time and time again with clients, with private clients. So I encourage people to try it. You have nothing to lose. Try it.
Okay. Let me recap on that now. So we write this life script. How long? How many pages? Can it be
as long as you want. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Just as much as you want. And if it helps you to do bullet points, like for different categories of your life, you know, health, relationships, career, you know, if it helps to do it that way, do it that way. Or just write as though you can write it as though you were talking to your best friend. You would not believe what just happened to me this last year. My life is so amazing. I, you know, can't get over it. You know, you can, however feels right for you.
I think I like the best friend bit, because when we're talking to our best friends, we talk with a lot of excitement and we can't stop talking. So I think I like that best friend bit, you know.
So write it like a letter. You could write it to a letter, like a letter to your best friend, if you wanted to.
And okay, so after we've written this, just to be sure, you know, the listeners are getting it right. After we've written it, what do we do with it? What do we do with it?
After you write it, if you want to take it a step further, which I find is much more powerful, get a recorder, you know, either on your phone or some kind of recorder, and speak it out loud, read it out loud, and record it. And then every morning, you know, say if it's on your way to work or when you're getting ready or getting dressed for the day, play it. It may only be a couple minutes long. It may be 5 minutes long. It may be 10 minutes long. Listen to yourself talking with all of this enthusiasm and excitement about all of the amazing things that have happened in your life. And as you do that, the universe has a really funny way of lining up with that. And what I have seen is those things really do start to happen in people's lives.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's fun. It's really fun.
Yes. It's a very good tip, you know, to help shift us from whatever state we're in, you know, and a lot of people, I know from while promoting this event, I've had people write me and say, you know, mention a bit of their situation to me. So I hope they're listening in now, or even if they're not listening in, you know, they'll have time to listen to this and see how they can create that shift from where they are now to where they want to be. Because it is possible, you know, it is very possible. You've done it. So you've done it.
I'm speaking from experience, and I'm speaking from the experience of my clients. And you know what's really fun is that clients who do that and they actually record it and listen to it and then it happens, you know, they have to create a new one maybe 6 months early. Like, it, all of those things start to manifest and happen in less than a year's time. And then they have to create another one. So with even grander, you know, visualizations and expectations or goals or intentions or whatever you want to call them. So it really does work. And as long as, you know, one thing I will say, it's going to work if you believe it has the possibility to work. If you're doing it and you're in the back of your mind, you're like, this isn't going to work, then don't even do it because you're fighting against yourself. You've got to shift your expectation to something positive and that this has the potential for working for me. And believe it and feel it and, you know, put all your positive energy and momentum into it and then allow the magic to unfold.
Fantastic. I want to bring it, I mean, I want you to touch on something. You may have, you know, done a bit, but it's about living from ego or spirit, you know, how can people identify that, you know, if they're living from ego or spirit, ego or spirit?
Right, right. Well, I'll first say there's nothing wrong with the ego. That's part of life. That's part of this human experience. But living from the ego sometimes doesn't feel that great. And the results that we generate aren't that positive. That's why I talk about this. The difference is when you're living from spirit or you're leading from your soul, it feels good. You feel like there's enough to go around. There's plenty of people and opportunities and abundance. And the difference with ego, I feel a little bit of, there's something in the background. There's some noise.
Yeah, I can hear some music. I'm not sure what it is also.
Are the lines muted? Hopefully they're muted.
Okay, hold on.
It may be a listener.
Okay, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it goes. There it went. Okay. I've done so many
of these
kind of calls.
I didn't realize they wasn't muted. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes people don't know how to mute themselves or they're not muted out. But where was I? I'm trying to think where I was. I just got
leading with ego and soul.
Yeah, leading with your soul and leading with ego. Ego. You know what I find is really interesting? The ego, it doesn't make you feel good because it's always in that comparison game. Like it's looking at other business leaders or entrepreneurs and comparing yourself to them and saying, well, I could never do that. They're so much better than me. They have so much more experience. It's that constant comparison game, or it's blaming. It's that victim mentality. It's all of those things that don't feel very good. And so, you know, and again, it's, you have to have compassion for yourself because we've all done it. We've all been there, you know, but it's just becoming aware of when that might be happening and realizing there's a different way. And that different way is leading from your soul or leading from spirit, which means, you know, that whole idea or concept now that so many people thankfully are joining in, and that is collaboration over competition, because competition is ego. That means I've got to beat you. I've got to do better than you. There's not enough clients for all of us, so let's all, you know, it's, but leading from your soul or from spirit is about collaborating with others and supporting other people. Just like this event, we're all supporting one another in sharing all of our thoughts and ideas and insights. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to speak with that person because they have the same audience. It's, no, let's all celebrate each other and And when we do that, the results are far more expansive and far more successful, and it feels better. So that's the gist of that. That's what that's all about.
You know, I totally agree with the marketplace today, the way we do business. You know, some people, not everyone, is that collaboration, friendship, and knowing that working together is much better than working alone. Mm-hmm. So you achieve more, you know.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
with
when you want to see someone else, a colleague of yours, succeed as much as you want to see yourself succeed, that's the most beautiful thing ever. And you put yourself in the space, that magnetic space, you know, where people just respond to you because you're in an allowing space, you're in a supportive space of others. And when we support others, they support us right back. And then there's just this flow of love and support. And, you know, I encourage people to try that because I know how easy it is to look at another person who's in our field or something and compare ourselves to them or try to compete with them or something like that. And that's really the old paradigm of business that really isn't working anymore. And as people step into this realm of collaboration, they will notice a lot more opportunities appearing.
Yeah, that's true. Totally true. Wow, Carrie, do you know what? I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying everything you're sharing and, you know, everything that you're saying to us today, especially shifting, creating that shift inside of, you know, from a shift of lack to abundance. And, you know, the energy, you're saying everything is energy, isn't it? So mm-hmm. We attract what we are releasing. If we are releasing negativity, then that's what we're going to be attracting into our lives. And thank you. So what ways can we boost our energy, you know, as, you know, how can we, I know you've talked about it, but, you know, touch on it a little bit more on how mm-hmm. we can boost it so that, you know, we have that vibrant health in our world, overflowing abundance in our lives.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, I'm so happy that this is the first call because it really sets things in motion. And
it's good.
I'm really so happy it's the first call, you know, because you're really clearing out the way for people to receive what's coming. So other calls
yes.
are coming, but if they can begin practicing what you're teaching now, then
right.
they'll be able to receive more from the other speakers and see their lives really transformed. At the end of
Absolutely.
The day, we want people to share stories and testimonials of how this event has changed their inner being. So
yeah.
touch more again about how we can boost our energy as a conscious
sure.
creator. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are two questions you can always ask yourself, and that is, what is my intention in this moment, and where is my attention? Because those two questions are going to determine what you're creating. So if you want to be a conscious creator of your experience, you need to become aware of, you know, what is my intention here? Is it really to connect, or is it to find differences with somebody? Where is my attention? Because our attention determines what's going to happen next. If we're placing our attention on something, we want to make sure that that something is something we want to create more of, because that's what's going to happen. And, you know, an exercise that people can do that I find is really, really effective is, you know, it's kind of similar to a gratitude journal. You've probably heard people talk about gratitude journals where, you know, every morning you wake up and you write down a few things that you're grateful for, and that generates the flow of even greater blessings to come. One thing that I like to do with clients is have them create a daily momentum journal, because momentum is something that I want my clients and audiences really to learn to generate on their own. So the way that they do this is go find yourself a new journal or a you know, something to write in that is pretty, that you like, nice color, and title it your daily momentum journal. And in it, What I want you to do is write down all the things that are working in your life, even if it's just three things. You know, you can do it at the beginning of the day, or you can write it at the end of the day and write down all the things that went well. Because as you start to place your attention and your focus on what's working and what's going well, you're gonna be in that stream of abundance. So, and then as you start to do that every single day, you're going to look back on your life and you're going to say, wow, look at all these things that are working. You want to place your attention on what's working. That's how you generate positive momentum. Because what people don't realize is in every moment of every day, they're generating momentum of some kind, right? So, but you want to make sure that it's positive and not negative momentum. Mm. So the way you do that is by acknowledging what is working. So I encourage people, if they want something new to do and they want to start generating some positive momentum, start with this journal, your daily momentum journal, and write in it things that are going well in your life, things that you like, things that are happening, that are working, that you can celebrate. You know, what are you celebrating? You know, even if it doesn't have to be something grand or big, but that is how you become a conscious creator. That is how you create your life from day to day, by focusing on what's working and celebrating what's going well, so that you can allow for even greater things to happen. You know, there's never a finish line, or, you know, life is really about every day is a new journey, and appreciate the journey. Appreciate it. Don't wait until the end of your life to, you know, receive the trophy for doing it. It's sort of like that's not the way it works. It's about every day as an opportunity to claim your power to create your life however you want. And it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It really doesn't. It only matters to the extent that you let it matter. So every morning, you know, create your day fresh and new and generate some positive momentum and celebrate every little thing that's going on. And it will make you feel more joyful. It will make you more magnetic. It will, you know, generate some really beautiful new opportunities in your life. And I feel like we all deserve that. But until we claim it for ourselves, it's, you know, it can't happen. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, before I let you carry on, or we got a few more minutes to go, you've got a bonus gift for the listeners, and it's valued at almost $500. So can you tell us about this bonus gift?
Okay. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm guessing that we're doing the Mastering Your Mindset MP3, and I think there's some ebooks in there. It's a wonderful package.
To create lasting change.
Yes. There's 14 days to create lasting change in your life. That's an ebook. And then there's the Mastering Your Mindset teleclass recording. And there's the Heavenly Inspiration for Your Soul ebook. These are just things that are going to generate some more positive momentum in your life that you really, really do deserve. And I hope they will inspire you. That's the whole thing, is, you know, to get a little more inspired every day, which to me is just to be in spirit, which is, that's how you lead with your soul. And hopefully these simple yet powerful tools can assist you with doing just that.
Yeah. I think the key for me is, you know, leading from your spirit, really being, there's a word that came in. I was having a discussion with a mate, and I was talking about grounding, being grounded. And I guess that's, you know, similar to what you're talking about, being present in the moment and just leading from your spirit. You know,
yes.
Friendship, I think love and friendship, isn't it? Having love, excitement, compassion, friendship, you know, all that helps to keep you in that place of soul, isn't it? Am I right?
Oh, it does. I mean, just talking about all those things. Yes. You know, and while we're saying that, I want to remind people every one of those emotions love and joy and compassion and friendship and connection and all of those, they all have a frequency, and they have a very high frequency that is, you know, like gratitude and appreciation, that is so much more powerful than anything else. And as you choose those high frequency emotions and words in your life, things will start to shift around you. They really will, because everything is energy again. And as you tap into high frequency words, thoughts, emotions, things will change. You know, I'll say quickly, one thing I also have people do that I think is really important is create a new empowered vocabulary. And what I mean by that is start listening to yourself in your conversations today. You know, what do you talk about most consistently? Like, what are the things you generally say? Are they positive? Are they not so positive? Because if you determine that you don't really like what you're talking about, you want to create an empowered vocabulary so that most of the things that you speak about are empowering you, and they're, you know, related to gratitude and appreciation and love and connection and joy and friendship and all of those things that you just mentioned. I'm just trying to give as many practical ways for people to start creating some of these shifts and changes in their lives so they can showcase their brilliance, which is what we were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah. So all the listeners out there, I can see a lot of you out there. If you have any questions for Carrie, this is the time to ask your questions. I mean, we have very few minutes before we go, but we can extend it a bit if you've got questions. So those of you on the call, all you need to do is press star 2 to raise your hand, and I would know that you want to ask a question. And those of you on the webcast, there is a question box should be on your left-hand side. Just type in your question there, and I'll be able to read it out to Carrie before we go. We've got about 10 minutes to do that. Yeah?
Yeah.
So
I'm very open, always open to questions. So,
okay.
So yeah, and I want to remind people, I feel like things, they're here for a reason. I always... You know, I know people hear that, but I really believe that things happen for a reason. We're at a certain place and time in our lives, and things fall into our path for a reason. So I feel like if anyone is listening right now, that's synchronicity in motion. That's, you're here for a reason, and I'm grateful that you are. Because, you know, there's no way that someone could not be ready for this event. You know, they can't be here and not be ready for it. That means if they're listening and they're here, they're ready for these expansive changes. They're ready for positive new momentum. And so, you know, one thing I like to say is everything can be extraordinary when you expect it. Like if you are here and you're going to listen to today's interview and the next 20 that come after this in this 21-day or 21-speaker event, just expect extraordinary things to happen. You know, when you do that, that will happen. You know, as you expect positive things will happen. And, you know, I think everyone deserves to experience an extraordinary life. I really do.
Yeah. Unleash your potential. That's what we're saying.
Unleash it.
Yeah. Because it's our time to shine. Honestly, you know, a lot of women, we work hard. We don't have any time to rest. We get breakdowns and we get burnt out. But, you know, following all the teachings, everything you said today, then we'll be far away from being burnt out. We'll be far away from breakdowns, because we'll clear our souls and spirit with positive things. And,
And attract. And nurture yourself, ladies and gentlemen, if there are gentlemen on the call.
Yeah,
nurture
there are gentlemen, We've got a lot of guys signed up for this event.
I know. It was funny because I had a lot of people on my email list, you know, that were men, emailing back and saying, well, is this just for women? I said, no. I said, anybody can benefit from any of this. But I think everybody needs to nurture themselves and take the time every day to nurture yourself so you can celebrate your brilliance and so that people can feel it and experience it. Until you nurture and nourish yourself every day, you're not going to have enough energy and vitality to share with the world. So it's important to do that, for sure.
Yeah, it is. Wow, I've learned so much today. One, the life script, you know, so write about yourself 1 year from now. Be excited about what you're writing. You know, pretend you're writing to a best mate. Tell them you're now a six-figure earner. Tell them your business is doing well. If you're single, you're married, you know. Just write it with
feel
all
it.
Excitement. Feel it, exactly. Feel it, you know.
Feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, Carrie's mentioned about the daily momentum journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having that journal where we write things that are happening in our lives, but good things, not negative things. We tend to keep diaries and journals of negative things happening in our lives. Well, let's switch that to positive things that are happening. And also create a new empowered vocabulary. Change the way we talk.
All of those things combined, you know, in the free gift, I mean, the mastering your mindset, that's one piece of it. Your thoughts are important. Your words, your vocabulary is important. Your beliefs are important. All of these things play a role in how, quote, successful you are. You know, they all matter. So as you start to pay attention to all of those things and put them all together, you'll start noticing, you know, their effect and the power they have over the reality that you're creating.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I've done a refresh. I can't see anybody's hands raised and I can't see any questions. So I guess they have understood everything that you've said and they will ask any questions.
Well, good. I hope that everybody's inspired. And
yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm inspired. I'm interviewing you. I'm very inspired.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
What a fun way to kick off the event. So thank you
it's
so very much
way
for inviting
to kick
me.
It off. Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for the free gift that you've offered. You know, that, you know, it's worth almost $500. And just get your free gift. Go to the schedule page and on below Carrie's profile, you'll see a box. Just click on that box and it'll take you to the page. Otherwise, you can just go to carriemurphy.com/bonus gift and you would get your free gift. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I'm so happy
welcome.
To have, you know, I feel really blessed to have connected with you and you saying yes to this telesummit. Thank you for all the support also you've given me. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I thank you for, you know, coordinating this whole thing. You're doing wonderful, wonderful things for women all over the world and men.
And
so have a wonderful time, and thanks again for the invitation. And I wish everybody who's been on the call tremendous success. And go out there, lead with your soul. Celebrate mm-hmm. your unique brilliance and just pave the way for all of the success that you deserve. And thanks again for listening and for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, ladies, we have our next call in 1 hour's time, so you have time to go to the loo if you want to, drink water if you want, exercise, whatever you want to do. You've got 1 hour to do all that and, you know, get back on the call. The next call, it's 10 p.m. UK time and 5 p.m. EST and 2 p.m. PST, whatever time zone you are, but it's 10 p.m. UK time. We're going to have a speaker called Mickey Strong, and she is all about the feminine pricing power, why it's critical to get our money stuff sorted out now. You know, we found that a lot of women struggle with pricing their products, pricing their programs. They just don't know how to match their prices with their, you know, with the quality of what they deliver. And Mickey is going to be telling us how we can do that. So I'll see you on the call in about an hour's time. Thank you very much for being on the call. Thank you, Carrie, for opening the show and getting us rolling. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope everything goes really, really well for everybody. Thanks again.
Yes.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Thank you.